Zaffer presents Reputation. Written by Lex Croucher and read by Bessie Carter. For Jane Austen. Sorry, Jane. Chapter 1. It all began at a party, as almost everything of interest does. This particular party was by no means a grand affair. Dinner had been distinctly lacking. The man tasked with playing the viola seemed to be hurting it a little. A scarcity of candles, entirely due to poor planning on the host's part rather than a lack of monetary means to produce light, meant that whole rooms were so dark as to be hazardous. "It's romantic," Mrs. Burton had said generously as they were given the grand tour a few hours earlier, narrowly avoiding a headlong collision with a serving girl carrying a tray of diluted punch, who stepped deftly out of the way and was immediately swallowed into the shadows. It was not romantic. Her aunt had promised a night of skillful dancing, delicately blossoming friendships, and a wealth of eligible bachelors with shiny coat buttons and dashing moustaches. Instead, Georgiana was reclining in a gloomy alcove in the empty hallway, tying and untying little knots in her second best ribbon and thinking wistfully of Viking funerals. Norse warriors were often burned on pyres with their boats, along with a great many of their personal effects. She had read about the custom in one of her uncle's books, and had talked about it animatedly and at length earlier in the week at the Burtons' dinner table while eating her potatoes. She was just getting to the part about wives and thralls following their masters into death, when her aunt had slammed her hand down onto the table in an out-of-character display of force and cried, "Are you quite finished, Georgiana?" Georgiana had looked up from the potatoes to find her aunt's face the very picture of horror. "I'm sorry, Mrs. Burton, but if you'd only let me finish, I don't think the wives and thralls minded following the Vikings into death. The Norse believed in a sort of heaven. If Mr. Burton were to fall on his morning walk tomorrow and dash his brains out on a rock, wouldn't you want to go with him? If heaven is as lovely as everyone says it is, it would be like a holiday. You're so looking forward to St. Ives in September, it would be like getting to go early. Wouldn't you throw yourself upon a flaming pyre if you could be in St. Ives tomorrow?" Evidently, Mrs. Burton would not. The subject of Vikings had been banned from polite conversation. In the 13 days since Georgiana had come to stay with her aunt and uncle, she had come to know them far better than she ever had in the past 20 years of her life. It had become clear to her rather quickly that while the Burtons were very kind and accommodating people, they were also particularly skilled at filling whole days and weeks with the kinds of monotonous minutiae that Georgiana could take no pleasure in. Any suggestion of an outing or an activity that bore even the slightest resemblance to a thrill or a caper had been tutted down with the proclamation that they were still getting her settled. Georgiana already felt so settled that if she were forced to settle any further, she might lose sentience altogether and become an integral part of the structure of the house, the human equivalent of a load-bearing beam. She had recently spent an entire afternoon in her new and rather small bedroom, being forced to try on every item of clothing she owned, while Mrs. Burton and her shy maid Emmeline checked for required fixes or alterations. By the time they were appraising her last gown, Georgiana had become itchy, quarrelsome, and alarmingly wide-eyed with irritation. Clearly, in Mrs. Burton's eyes, the process of becoming properly settled required a period of boredom and loneliness so excruciating that it rendered its subject broken in spirit, and therefore far less likely to rebel against the usual rituals of the house. There were only so many times a person could read the local advertisements, or arrange hundreds of embroidery needles by size, or discuss upcoming meals for 3 people as if they were feeding the 5,000. The morning when a neighbour's horse had escaped and circled the garden, incoherent with freedom...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?